Hello! Yes! It worked! I'm so excited! Friday Night Feels
I was so looking for one!
Yes! With my friend Irene! Yes! Representing my good friend Irene Rodriguez. I'm going to introduce her properly. My name is Patrick Manette. I'm a licensed mental health counselor in the lovely state of New York, and this is Friday Night Feels. This is, for those of you who may be joining us for the first time, this is a show I started almost a year ago. I can't believe it's been a year. Every 2 weeks, I have the beautiful experience to talk to amazing people all over the world who are in the counseling field, who focus in wellness, who do different jobs, businesses, and opportunities that help other people. And so tonight, I have my lovely friend, Irene Rodriguez, from Florida. Hello, Irene!
Hello!
Yay! So, I'm so excited. I'm so excited you're here.
I was so looking forward to, hello, it's Florida!
Yes! Listen, I don't have a lot to look forward to. There's a pandemic, and it's a little stressful. So Irene and I were talking about before we started, you know, what we wanted to talk about. And there's like so much that you're going to have to come back so we can do continuous, because there's just too much.
Happy to do that.
So you're in private practice in South Florida, correct?
Yes. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. I don't think I've ever
right now it's all Florida because of course I'm doing everything telehealth.
Telehealth. Okay. And one of the things that you and I had talked about that I was so excited because even though we're both mental health counselors, one of the things that's amazing is you really have some specialties that I'm really excited to learn about that I don't know that much about. Being from Puerto Rico and, you know, representing the Latino community and being an advocate for the evolution of mental health, right? Yeah. And we were just talking about that, of, you know, mental health treatment in the Latin community and how, and we're going to get into this. So giddy up. It's going to be a great show. We were also talking about dancing mindfulness, which I didn't realize I'm so ignorant that I haven't taken it yet. So Irene is educating me on my errors. And also the other thing Irene and I were talking about is expressive arts therapy. And so I don't know. So how are you, Irene? I'm just raveling on.
I was counting. Okay, so.
You're pretty amazing.
We are going to start. Yeah, like.
And this is like awesome. All the amazing stuff that you do.
Absolutely.
Like, bienvenido a la noche de...
Thank you. So, let me see where I can start. I just said it, I'm from Puerto Rico. I moved to South Florida, specifically to Fort Lauderdale, October 2007.
Okay.
So do the math. How long ago?
13 years, 14 years?
Yes, yeah. About counseling.
I don't know math. I'm sorry.
Yeah, same here. I just went back. I'm back to school. No. Talking about math and counseling, how that is.
I can't even deal. I'm still bitter.
Yeah.
Tengo rabia.
Actually, I'm going to start tutoring. Tutoring is how you call?
Yes. Yep.
Like for a statistic?
Yes.
Because I'm doing so bad at school. With that class, so I have to. Anyway. So going back, 2007, I moved here, and because of that move, I've been able to be here where I am. I was exposed to so many cool things.
Right.
At the time, I was doing the PhD over there. When I moved here, I have to start over. Again, doing the math for me was easier starting a mental health master program.
Mm-hmm.
So I started that. I was working in the a treatment center, addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Outpatient treatment.
Oh, I didn't know that. We have that in common.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Oh, I love it. Actually, that was my favorite. If I could go back, I will do it.
You know what? I didn't know EMDR. I wish I knew EMDR.
At that time, exactly. In that treatment center, I was exposed to trauma.
Yes.
And EMDR. I remember they gave like an introduction course. I still have at the time some money from the student loan.
Wow.
So I invested on my EMDR training.
Brilliant.
So I took the time off. I invested on that. And it's how I met then Jamie.
Oh, Jamie.
She was here. She Yay. Was here. And she's here with us. She gave me presence. And she's here.
Oh, I love
with
it.
With us in present.
I love it. She might even pop on and say hello tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And because of that, then I was able to be exposed to dancing mindfulness and everything that I'm doing right now.
Oh, that's amazing. So that was
a happy accident.
Right. And for those of you who aren't, you know, well-versed in it, EMDR is the eye movement desensitization and reprocessing therapy that I'm trained in. And Irene is actually one of a senior faculty members of the Institute for Creative Mindfulness. So it's so amazing to have her spearheading, not just as a instructor, but also being able to offer it in Spanish and English, which I just think is revolutionary and opening the door for so many people to be able to get trained in this therapy that focuses on and helps trauma-related issues and much more than that, addiction, loss. Yeah. I use it with couples and groups. And it's just amazing. It helps people, especially in these traumatic times. It's extremely important to be educated and well-versed in something that we can offer our clients.
Oh, absolutely. And we were on the same work frame. I mean, understanding of what is mental health issues, and it's all trauma related.
Right.
All trauma related. So having an instrument that is EMDR, that is mindfulness, expressive art, as a way to heal.
Right. Yes.
That's a way to help. It's amazing.
Right.
It's
now, amazing. How would you, and we can get back to EMDR, but I want you to educate me a little on expressive arts, because there's something about it. And I've talked to Jamie about this, of like wanting to learn more about it, but I guess I confuse it with art therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering if maybe you could help me understand a little bit more. Because first of all, I follow you on Instagram and Facebook, and your posts are always so beautiful and inspiring. I'm not artistic, so I don't know if I could do that. Like, I can't even draw a stick figure.
Beautiful. Beautiful. So chances are that because of the last two statements that you said,
yes.
I'm not artistic, artistic, I can't even draw with sticks. You may be the perfect, candidate to benefit of expressive arts.
Okay.
Okay, because that is what we do, okay? Expressive art, we are not trying to do any specific art, okay? We are trying to use different forms of art to express ourselves.
Right.
Okay, because so far, chances are that we just learn how to express using verbal communication, talking.
Right, talking.
Writing.
Through.
Right. In one other ways you learn to express yourself, or do you even allow to express yourself?
Right.
Because chances are if we are with family, friends, and we want to sing, what we do? We like, oh no, I don't know how to sing.
Right.
Or we want to dance. Ooh, I want to dance, but I'm such a bad dancer.
Right.
Okay, so using expressive arts is a way. What expressive art therapy does is facilitate the process of self-exploration.
Wow. Okay.
And we all are artists.
Okay.
What the baby does, what a toddler does when listen to music.
They dance usually, like move.
They dance. They dance. And if
se mueve,
you pay attention, they dance in the rhythm. Se mueve.
Se mueve, corazón.
Okay, salsa, merengue.
Yes.
You already enough.
Yes.
Okay, they paint, they doodle. You don't teach them how to do that.
No, it's natural, right? Right.
It's natural. So we are born with that. It's our birthright to express in artistic, in expressive ways. But because the school, the system, steal that from us.
Oh, so we learn how to
and
shut
then
down.
We learn how to withhold, shut down. Well, how to be quiet, how to be polite.
How to fit in,
because
right?
You are not supposed to dance like this.
Right.
You are supposed to dance in a certain way.
Right.
Okay? You are not supposed to sing whatever you want to sing, however you want to chant, because, that's not right.
Right. Right.
Okay? So then expressive art is a way how we combine everything that is art. So you say, is art therapy? One of the differences with expressive arts is that we don't diagnose, okay? We don't interpretate the client's process, okay? We just facilitate the exploration. Mm-hmm. And it's multimodal, multi-art, meaning that in one session, we may use two or more type of arts.
Okay, wow.
Okay, mm-hmm. Of artistic expression, mm-hmm. Music, writing, movement,
mm-hmm.
Visual art as part of the process.
Right.
And what we do is explore the process, help the client to connect with whatever it is at the moment.
You know, that was one of the things that I loved about Jamie and her and the Institute for Creative Mindfulness, because I was trained in another institute when I learned EMDR, and I'm appreciative of it. I loved it. It opened the door for me, but there wasn't the connection to being trauma-informed therapist that I didn't even know I was missing. And I remember when I was assisting at a training with Jamie, and she was showing a body movement or something like that. It was just so non-judgmental and loving and inviting. And everybody, I think there was maybe 20 of us in the room, and we all just let loose and just move the body, like you're saying. And it just really let something in me release, like, oh, I don't have to be that perfect professional. I don't have to be serious all the time. I don't have to be harsh on myself.
Yes.
Because I think, I don't know about your experiences, but I know sometimes in the mental health field, the expectations, the stress, especially in the last year with COVID, can drive us over the edge, right?
Yes.
And so
absolutely.
I love how you're explaining it, of just the beautiful way to connect to ourselves and to learn how to express ourselves.
Yeah, and you said that I don't have to take myself so serious.
Right.
And that is a serious decision.
Right.
We must do that.
Right.
Otherwise, we are going to burn out.
And in the addiction, I think they said in the addiction field, burnout is a year and a half now. And if you've worked in addictions, I mean, I'm not knocking mental health, but I know in addictions.
Yeah, and that is burnout, that is compassion fatigue.
Yes.
That is vicarious trauma because of everything that we do. And absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And then we don't have ways to what? To connect with the body.
Right.
Because as a mental health we are always here.
Right.
Here. And what we do after the session, notes. And
then
billing. And then homework. And if you are a regular therapist, I'm doing the quotation sign for the audio. Okay? Then you have to worry about homework, about following up. It's a lot.
Yeah. You're always
on. It's a lot. And then when you have time to practice what you preach to your clients.
Exactly.
When you have time to practice mindfulness, breathing exercises.
Right. Right. Because you got to see clients. You got
to
answer
the calls.
Because
you have to see clients. Yeah.
Corre,
ándale, ándale.
Ándale. Vámonos. Más gente.
Because we don't make time for that. We don't even honor the transitions between things.
Well, it's funny you mention that, because my first job after grad school, I absolutely loved. I was working in the addiction field, but one of the traumas was that we weren't encouraged to get therapy for ourselves. There was the expectation, I just remember people I worked with who, because they were counselors, they already knew everything. What is a counselor going to tell them? And when I left that job, I eventually found a job where everyone I worked with was in therapy. And I was like, okay. And it was the best, like, it was the insanity of, I dedicated my life to this field, but I don't even know how to do it in a healthy way where I'm not killing myself.
Yes. Yes. And how am I going to be a good therapy if I don't do my own work?
Right.
Because if we go to trauma, I haven't worked with my own issues, that we all have it.
Right. Oh, preach, preach. Yes.
One way or another, ladies.
Yes.
We all have those. Okay. Or we have that specific client, a specific situation, presenting problem, then boom. Okay. Then what I'm going to do? What I'm going to do? Right. Okay. So it's absolutely needed. Absolutely needed.
Right.
Yes.
Oh my God, I love this. So expressive art. So if people were interested in expressive art, could they reach out to you even if they weren't in Florida?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so is your just, I mean, I can put the social media on just because I love connecting people. So Irene Rodriguez, is that your social media name of like Instagram and all that jazz?
Yes.
Okay.
So well, my company, it's fine. It's Mindful Journey Center.
Okay, Mindful Journey Center,
that is the name of the company.
Okay.
But then I go by Irene okay. Rodriguez.
And then people who also follow me, they can just look you up and see that I follow you, which is nice about Instagram.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking for Dancing Mindfulness. And then you mentioned Dancing Mindfulness. So Dancing Mindfulness under the umbrella of expressive arts therapist.
Okay.
Okay, because when we incorporate movement on that.
Right.
Okay, and do you know anything about dancing mindfulness, Patrick?
Well, I mean, I could make it
be
up.
Be careful. Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm going to lie, and then like, I'm just going to get the thunderbolts. Like, because I'm like friends with all the really great dancing mindfulness.
Yeah, like be careful.
I'm just like, I'm going to catch on fire for lying. I've experienced a little bit of it, but I'm not going to lie, I don't know enough about it. I usually just refer them to someone, but
it's fine. And it's nothing new. We go way back. The expressive part is nothing new.
Okay.
We have done that. You cook.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You're expressing yourself through the art of cooking.
Oh. Okay, so I do know more.
Culinary arts?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, I didn't know.
Absolutely. Yes. Do you have a new thing with plants? Something that is...
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a machine? Like, I didn't get it. I was like, even doing like close-up. What the is that?
It's amazing. It's called an aero garden, and you just put these little pots in. And then I have lettuce and herbs.
Yes.
And
so
I
that
talk
is the way
it.
That you express yourself, things that you like.
Okay.
Think that helps you to be in the moment.
So I'm not as in trouble as I thought I was.
You are not. You are not.
I was worried.
You've been doing this and you are not even aware of.
Ooh, okay.
You are part of this clan or this community already.
So these are all different ways that we express ourselves.
Absolutely.
Just like, and I love what you were saying. It's natural.
It's natural. It's like processing memories. Our system does that in 3-sync, like automatic.
Right.
It's the same, but we just need to have the time, create the time, be intentional.
Right.
Be intentional. Even the way that you fit your hair, this ring here, the way that you present yourself, you're expressing.
Right. And it's interesting, like you were saying, is, you know, I can just reflect on my own experiences of how many ways throughout my life I've gotten messages of what's appropriate, what's right, what's wrong. As a man, you know, what's right and wrong as a man.
What is appropriate, absolutely.
Yep, you know, to prove my masculinity, to prove this, to prove that. And, you know, it's that's trauma. It's damaging because then if you try to step out of that, it's dangerous.
Yes.
It's a risk. Yes.
They are taking away your voice.
Right.
Your voice.
And you must see this as a woman, as a Latina, as an educator. You must see this in your experiences all the time of what it's like when people take away other people's voices.
Oh, absolutely. And how putting labels?
Oh, right.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So what would you like to explore from that part?
Oh my God. I don't know all of it. Like, I'm just so excited. So expressive arts. So I'm sorry. You just kind of blew my mind of, you know, for a while, you know, mm-hmm. with COVID, I can just be honest. Like, I struggled with a loss, you mm-hmm. know, of just our life, having, you know, being home, not being able to socialize or travel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, I would work and I would do my thing. And I just realized I was in an unhealthy funk.
Mm.
And so I just started trying these random things and they have brought such joy.
Yeah.
That I didn't mm-hmm. know, like buying plants or trying new recipes or just sharing it. Having mm-hmm. a video show
yes.
on Friday nights, you know, like it's profound that I never put that into perspective of that's just how.
Yeah. And even this show
right.
could have the same name for other people, other person doing the same show with the same name.
Right.
But the show will be different.
Right.
Because it's not you.
Right.
It's not you. And that is the unique part right. of the expressive art.
Right.
It's not about the technique. It's not about the steps. It's about
the perfection.
How the perfection is about being yourself. Right. Being unique, being authentic with what it is.
Well, authentic. That's such a powerful word.
Being authentic. Because outside we are not allowed.
Right, right.
We are not allowed.
Right.
Okay, if I move, if I sing, if I read what I wrote outside, I might lose my license.
Right, right.
But it's all human stuff.
Right.
Because we are human, and that is right. the permission that we have to give ourselves as a mental health professionals.
Right.
Okay, I don't have to have everything figured out.
Right.
And because we are just human.
Right. And I think when I learned that lesson, I started sharing it with my clients and in my work, everything got so much better.
Yeah.
It became easier. Like, oh, we're just, yes. we're in this human experience. We are together. Here. Yeah.
We are here.
Yeah.
You're connected. Here. You have your things. I have mine. And I do have questions. I do have some techniques. And I'm going to facilitate your process. Right. But you have to tell me. As a client, I need to know how we can make this work.
So how does
the client have the answers already?
Yeah. How do you facilitate that online now with telehealth? Like if we were doing a session or a group with expressive arts?
Oh, basically, yes. Basically, the only difference is that the client may have, needs to have the materials.
Okay.
So I will have the client to have the basic art supplies, some crayons, markers, some paper. And then what we do, if this were a regular session, we are going to have like a goal. What things? Okay, what would you like to achieve
mm-hmm.
from this session? And then we facilitate. I facilitate the class.
Oh wow!
The format is pretty much the same that you do in a group session.
Okay.
But then the techniques are different.
Okay.
Are different. Okay.
And then you get to process it, I'm assuming.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Through questions and something beautiful also happens because it's so, there are times that we get surprised of with what happened through the process.
Right.
Because if we feel comfortable enough, safe enough in that space, meaning the client, okay, unconscious material is going to start to come available.
Right.
Okay, because we are going to engage the body because we are not here.
Right.
We are just connecting other parts. Mm-hmm. Sensation, emotions, memories. Okay, we invite the client to be present, to notice with all the senses. Mm. Okay, and then through music, writing, the combination, start to cook. It's like, imagine like you cook, like it's slow cooking,
uh-huh.
Like marinating things.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I love that.
Okay, oh, I together. Love that. All oh. Together.
Ay, qué rico. Together. Quiero cocinar. Yes,
and it's the you hope
I'm so ready to
and
cook.
And it's a client. Yeah, so I propose, I suggest ingredients, and the client decide how they right, are going to use it.
Right. Oh,
and
I love
that.
And
when that is cooked, okay, it's done. I'm done.
Right.
Not because I said it, as right. If I'm doing the quotation again. Cooked. Not because I'm said it, because I'm the clinician, I'm the expert. It's because the client feel it.
Right.
It's the, feels done. Mm. Feels done. Okay. And then through that, we have this conversation back and forth. And it's a beautiful way also to integrate with other type of therapy. Mm-hmm. You can integrate EMDR, different phases of EMDR with expressive arts. And when I say expressive art, could be even listening to a song,
mm-hmm.
Music. Move one hand only right. With that song.
Oh,
and that
yeah.
Feels. How that feels.
Right.
Can you see that this is actually what? Different dimensions.
Right.
Okay, how that feels moving that finger, moving like this. Okay, or holding this position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, for clients that they cannot connect with their bodies. Talking about okay. Complex trauma.
Right. So
what you are noticing now, and they are like, what? What do you mean what you are noticing now?
Right.
So yeah, what you are noticing now as you are listening to this.
Do you find that I've had clients when I'm working with EMDR, sometimes they have a hard time. They'll say, I have a hard time visualizing something or imagining.
But
what you're saying is if I incorporated or introduced them to expressive arts,
yes.
It's grounding them into yes. Their body or helping
grounding.
Them into their body.
The body, any color, sense,
right.
Movement, sound. Okay, location, where did you feel that? Okay, if that will have a shape, I don't know. Okay, just take this and do whatever, a doodle. Mm-hmm. How that feels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how that is that? Mm-hmm. And then they move through. Yeah. But if you practice, we go back then to practice what we preach, isn't it? What we share with the clients.
Right.
The thing is that you incorporate this in your personal life, like cooking. Cooking for you is like, oh, it's natural. You mm-hmm. don't have to think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you can even, the client may be telling you something and you are just thinking, oh, like different analogies.
Yes.
That?
Yep.
Like, okay. With the ha, da 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 da. And then you make the connection. It's going to be the same.
Mm-hmm.
If you start to incorporate other forms of art,
mm-hmm.
writing,
mm-hmm.
like painting.
Right.
Okay, can you write that like without thinking? Don't worry about grammar. Don't worry about that. Don't worry mm-hmm. about that. Just write it.
Mm, that's beautiful. Then
look at it again. Okay, what title?
Right.
That. Or you read back to whatever the client says. Road mm-hmm. and it's that connection.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, it has been the opportunity to connect in ways that I couldn't before.
Mm-hmm.
That I couldn't before. Talking about the treatment center.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know that my accent is almost none, right? Right. I don't even, you can get, I almost. Can you imagine 12 years ago?
Oh my God. I wouldn't even recognize myself.
Oh.
Good grief.
I remember this client. He was talking about how was alcoholic, several DUIs. And he was talking about how he has been feeling disconnected. He's not the same. he's not, and he was almost about to be homeless, terrible situation. And he was connecting, contact, telling the story. I've stopped and said, you know what? Did you feel like comfortably numb? Like the Lincoln, oh my God, I forgot the Pink Floyd song, comfortably numb.
Okay.
Pink Floyd, because he used to like playing guitar, different instruments. So he knew about music. And mm-hmm. he was like, yes, I feel like that. I feel like that song wow. is how I feel. Right. So through that song, I was able to describe.
Oh, I love that.
To connect with him.
So we do have a comment, someone who wanted okay. to connect us. So Catherine, yes. Hi Catherine. She's sharing that I have found in my own experience that creating art can be so healing and freeing. Mm. Using expressive arts in your practice is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I think yes. I'm going to have to join. I've been missing out. Sorry, folks. Like, I didn't yes. know.
It's fun.
Well, yeah.
It's fun. And we all have that here.
Right.
You know that. I mean, that we have this inner child that needs right. to play.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yes, we need to connect with that.
Yeah.
We need to play with and messy things and, yeah, and then come back to reality.
Right. It was so funny. I was, we've talked about our dogs.
Oh, yes.
And how they're really amazing teachers.
Oh, yes.
So I took my dog out. My dog is like 38 pounds, so she's not big. But with the snow up here, she thinks she's a husky. So she thinks she can just jump into these piles of snow.
Jump.
And then instant regret. But I remember one day, I was irritated. I'm like, oh, just go to the bathroom. And there was just this moment of she's enjoying the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it just helped me like realign of, I don't even know like what nonsense I was in my head. I didn't have anywhere to be, yes. you know, I'm walking my dog, yes. but I was so disconnected.
Yes. So I'm going to tell you the Florida version of that.
Okay. You don't have
two,
snow?
3 weeks ago. No. 2-3 weeks ago, we were doing a training together with Mara.
Yes.
Parineton. Anyway. Yes. So every break that we have, I like to take my dog to walk. And the sun is so delicious. I'm sorry. People from North. The sun here bien. And the warm is so delicious.
We're happy for you.
Yeah. So she has this joy just to lay down on the grass. And look to the sun and you see her eyes like receiving. And I'm like, you come on. I have to go back to the workshop.
Yes.
Come on. But then I'm slow down.
Right.
Slow down. And I just enjoy with her.
Right.
Okay. The moment.
Yeah.
So how we can allow ourselves, give permission just to be a puppy.
Right.
Sometimes and do what we want.
Yes.
Do what we want.
Right.
Yeah, as a responding of what we need.
Right. That
because
need
if we listen to our body, because it's not like be like careless, reckless. It's not that.
Right.
It's like what I'm needing right now. What my body needs to calm down, to feel present,
right.
and move through that. Just right. responds to that.
One of the suggestions, and maybe I was doing expressive arts and I didn't even know it. One of the things that I did around Christmas time was just different this year. You know, you couldn't see people as well. So I went and got a hot chocolate and I'm like, I have to get out of the house, put on my favorite Christmas music and just looked at Christmas lights for like 2 hours.
Yes.
And I felt like a kid. It was like, yes. but it was amazing. I felt so relaxed when I got home. Right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Expressive arts, New York.
That is about. That is about.
Right.
You are doing that.
And do you mm-hmm. see, you know, we were talking a little bit about culture before. Do you see differences, you know, compared to like being in Florida, compared to Puerto Rico, in people being open to expressive arts therapy and in EMDR?
I will say that it's the same, especially with art.
Okay.
This misconception of, I don't have, like, I'm not an artist. I cannot do that. Okay. Mm. Especially with visual art.
Okay.
With the movement, I mean, from the Caribbean, we may connect better and we may be like more free to move.
Right.
With other type of art, yes, it's the same fear and judgment.
Okay.
And judgment. About the EMDR, my experience, at least here, is educating people about trauma.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we talk about adverse experiences, issues, traumas that hasn't been resolved, that's still pending, we tend to, oh no, that is nothing. Okay. Mm-hmm. El pasado es pasado.
Sí,
okay,
sí,
whatever
sí,
happens
sí,
and it's sí. forgotten.
Right.
Yeah.
Claro.
Okay, so educating people that not really.
Right.
Okay. The past is still here.
Yes.
Okay, and maybe that resistance of understanding. So that is mostly the same. Doing EMDR in Puerto Rico, because the Latin culture, we are more like maybe expressive and outgoing, mm-hmm. we tend to hug.
Right,
kiss. That part, yeah. Or maybe more talkative, sí. More expressive. So educating
mm-hmm.
what is EMDR and what we do as well. But as soon as the connection made, so we have here the therapeutic connection and the trust, especially.
Right.
Okay, the process goes well.
Goes smoothly.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
We're talking about culture. We were saying just there are different experiences, especially with the term Latino community.
Yeah.
Because it's, I think sometimes people put that in a box. And it's such a beautiful mosaic.
Yeah. Well, assuming cultures. That, yes. So at least I won't say that in Puerto Rico, people don't lean to rancheras or those kind of things from, mm-hmm. what is the samba. Bands? The samba, no, the ranchera with the huge bands. Selena, what is Selena band? That kind of music. Is it rancheras?
The words, I don't know. Oh, I don't do well about quizzes. Oh God, I don't remember. Wait, there's a term. I'm going to have to look it up.
Sorry, I know.
Folks. I'm letting
anyway,
you down.
We don't listen to that. At least I didn't know about that music until I moved here.
Okay.
So assuming that because we speak Spanish,
yeah, everyone.
Okay,
yeah.
We listen to mariachis or like rancheras.
Right.
Or like,
it's
not.
Right.
It's not. It's not. So, yeah.
And that's one of the things that I love about the Latino community. And I don't even know if that's the appropriate phrase anymore. And I'm, but it's like, because every country is so beautiful and unique.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about this before, that the Spanish dialect is different in each country. Yes. The amazing food is different in every country. the music, the culture, it's such a amazing experience everywhere that you go. And Irene and I were talking about our different experiences in different countries within Latin America, mm-hmm. and their views on therapy. And it changes mm-hmm. in every country. Like, I've lived in South America where it was more talk therapy wasn't really, I never saw it, but psychologists, mm-hmm. psychiatry was respected. Yet now I see that they have EMDR International. So it's really exciting because I know that it works. I believe in it.
Mm-hmm. But still, whatever is alternative mm-hmm. medicine, what is mindfulness, arts, using in clinical settings, still new.
Yes. Yes.
So yeah, it's a lot of work to do, but it's good. It's good. Changes are happening. It's moving. Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, and now with social media, this connection, yeah. I mean, it's perfect. We have so much information available.
Right.
So trainings without need to travel.
Yeah, I know.
So it's
although I wouldn't mind traveling to like Puerto Rico right now. I've seen
we pictures. we have to do a junte. No, a junte. We have to get it together.
Yes,
we have to.
That would be amazing.
That will be nice.
So what are you know, talking about self-care, you know, what do you do for self-care with all this insanity in the last year? How do you take care of yourself, or how do you teach your clients to take care of themselves?
Okay, breathing is important.
Okay.
The breathing. Nothing special, nothing like fancy counting or doing, no, just noticing the breath.
Okay.
Noticing the breath. And a reminder of noticing the breath also is during transition, as they are moving from task to task. Perhaps I'm doing here, sending an email. Okay, I have to answer a phone call. Mm-hmm. So stop. Catch up with the breath, honoring those transition. Grounding techniques, noticing what is around them. Mm-hmm. Okay, I use a lot of music. Okay, help them to identify the sound, the 3-minute sound, the playlist, okay, that you can listen to.
Right.
Either during break, while driving, although we are not driving as much.
Right.
But that kind of things helps.
Okay.
At home, having a good ritual. Okay, sometimes you think that we need like an hour, half an hour, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay, and how you can transfer that to the daily life task. Okay,
you even
when you wake
plants.
Up in the morning, absolutely, even before getting up.
Right.
In the bed, just pause. Rather than jumping, just pause. Take a moment just to stretch.
Right.
So sometimes, okay, what do you teach to your clients? Just be present.
Right.
Just be here.
Right.
Because do from there, you can just slow down.
I don't need it. I'm rushing.
I'm rushing. And then what happened when we are rushing? What happened
disaster,
when we rush?
Disaster.
Disaster. Where are my keys? Where's my phone? Oh, my God. I'm not wearing the other one. That happened to me the last day. Last week,
yeah.
I said, oh my God, that means stink. I was like putting water to my plants. I said, oh my God, it was me.
Oh.
It was me. I didn't put the oil on that day. Why? Because I was like, fine. I was taking it. It's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so how I can enjoy the little things in life.
Right.
Okay, those little moments. And that is like, yeah. Here we go again. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. That is what we need to do. And from there, little by little. And exploring what works for you as well. Maybe music is not your thing.
Right.
Maybe it's walking. Maybe it's just playing with your dog.
Right.
Maybe it's watching a silly show.
Right. Or growing lettuce.
Help you to be here. Eating.
Do you need, I'll grow the lettuce. You can eat it. I'll send it. Because I'm sure you don't have homegrown lettuce in Florida.
Yes. Yes. And maybe it's even like going back to your childhood. What do you used to enjoy?
Yeah. Oh, I love that. And then if they didn't.
You used to play by yourself. Like what? Oh, I used to play with these, my stories, rara. Okay. I used to color. I used to. What about you get to that?
You know, one thing that a friend of mine suggested, so I'm trying to develop my green thumb with my plants. So a friend of mine told me that she had read an article that someone had done a research thing where classical music helps plants grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, I don't want to kill my plants. So I started playing classical music every day.
Yes.
And then I noticed I started feeling better.
Yes. And you can find tons of stories about that, studies.
Yeah,
absolutely. And I think I even hear, I don't have a quote there. Don't ask me the reference, Patrick. And even the las vacas, they produce more milk.
Okay.
Because of the music.
Oh, that it makes sense. The hey.
It's like,
you know what I noticed?
They're all connected.
I used to, when I was cooking, I would put music on, right? But I wasn't getting that level of relaxation. So then I put on the instrumental music and it was game changing. I was like, I don't know, just my brain. I was like, it just relaxed me. I didn't have to think.
Exactly.
You were here. You know, yeah.
You were here.
Right.
You were here. Right. And something, thank you for saying, I don't have to think. And I get what you are saying, like cooking, la, la, la. But sometimes, sorry, I didn't say la, 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 like nothing.
It's good. Listen.
I didn't want to repeat everything that you said.
Whatever. It's Friday Night Feels.
Yeah, whatever.
Listen, I'm going to get my oil. I just need a little oil, Irene. Like, by the way, I just got this new oil. It's vanilla.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Vanilla. We're taking. Oh,
I mean, I'm in heaven. Delicious. Like, I get to spend the evening with you and with everyone watching.
Beautiful.
And vanilla, like, I'm present.
Ah, beautiful. So and talking about that present and like having thoughts, things in the mind, something that is a myth about meditation, mindfulness, that is clearing the mind.
Right.
The mind is going to think all the time.
Right.
We are going to have thoughts all the time.
Right.
So the intention is not like be like, like blank,
right.
Like nothing. Okay, it's about being aware of my thoughts.
Right.
Oh, I'm thinking about this. Oh, I'm thinking about the oil. I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking, and be aware.
Mm-hmm.
That is the practice.
Mm-hmm.
That is that. And not getting lost in those thoughts.
Which then allows us to see those needs and what are our feelings. Like, am I feeling stressed? Am I feeling worried? Like,
about what?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that worry didn't show up because I'm here to be with you. No.
Right.
It's something that is pending. So it's something that needs our attention.
Yes.
Okay, I hear you. I see you. Okay, but I'm here now.
Right.
And we go back to whatever we are doing. Breathing, cooking, with the plants. Da, 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 da. Yes, 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 yes. I hear you, but I'm here now.
Right, right.
And then whatever we are in that task, we take care of the things.
Right.
That we need to take care of.
And I'm sure you can relate to this, but sometimes it just made me think of a story. I call them the oh shit moments of therapy when something happens and you don't know what to do. And you're like, oh, ay, Dios, ¿qué voy a hacer? What am I going to do? So sometimes, you know, a little trade secret, sometimes that's when you just say a little prayer, or at least that's what I do.
Uh-huh.
And there was one time where this is before EMDR, where I was trying to help someone who would just get really overcome by anxiety and fear. And I just like said, oh shit, I don't know what to do. So I just took a breath and I started to sing. And I said, I want you to sing this song anytime you're afraid. And I just took a deep breath in and they just stared at me and I said, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. And they looked at me as if I was crazy. But we both started laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Because it just broke. It was, you know, something of a simple song, like going back to like being a kid, that was about love and strength and resilience.
Yeah.
And bringing in that, getting the person to laugh just breaks that darkness, I find.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So you only like broke that anticipation that is the anxiety.
Yes.
You brought the person to the present.
Right.
And laughed. What happened when we laughed?
Right. You feel better. Feel more calm.
We feel better.
Safer.
We breathe.
Yes. Right.
That part. Okay, so I don't sing to my clients. I don't do that. I play music, but I laughed.
Okay.
I laughed.
Right.
Okay, I'm just okay now. Take a deep breath in. Okay, and yourself just laughed. And I laughed with them. Okay. I like shake a doodle, like, okay, I do that with them. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, a change. Yes. The relationship change.
Yes, it does change.
And they say, oh, he's human. Oh my God, he can sing. I cannot sing. Oh, we are the same. If he dares to sing, I dare, I can do that.
Oh, you should see me around Christmas. When I was in high school, I got in trouble because we were in art class, actually. Maybe this is a trauma in the end.
Oh.
You're working, you know, it's the holiday season, so I was singing Christmas songs, and I got in trouble with my art teacher. I'm like, well, I'm not allowed to sing. So I went in and I started singing the only Jewish song. I was like, dreidel, 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 I made you. And I got in trouble for that too.
Yeah, see?
Like, you know, shutting down my creativity.
You see how trauma show up?
Yeah.
We got to the root.
Yes.
The possible root.
Right.
Maybe the flowback memory that we need to work on.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yes. Trauma.
Yes.
But it's interesting, you know, of, like I was saying before, how many messages you receive to shut down, to comply, to behave, to walk a certain way, to greet a certain way. Those messages are so aggressive.
The messages about the body.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, the body. You cannot dance. You cannot dance ballet. You cannot do this because of your body, the type of body.
Right.
Okay, how is that? How is that? Okay, that may be like professional, but what we are talking here is just to have fun.
Right.
You just have to connect with.
Right. There's so much pressure.
It's because I need it the same way that I need to take shower, I need to drink water.
Right.
I need to connect with
right.
myself. So I need to find ways to connect with whatever, to vent in ways that I cannot talk.
Right. Because sometimes we don't have the words. That
we don't have the words.
Right. Yes.
We don't have the words.
Right.
And how did the one picture say how many words?
Is to
say that one yeah.
A picture's worth a thousand
something
words.
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. And we say that and, oh, we can relate all the images. But we don't give ourselves permission.
Right. Right.
To just do whatever. Let me put this that I'm feeling in paper. Just go. Close your eyes and just go with.
Let it out.
Just go with. Shh. And see what happens.
Yeah. I've had a lot of clients who have grown up in really abusive households with lots of trauma. And I called this, I named it this technique called the porcelain doll technique, where you had to be perfect, not move, just look good, but not to be played with or not to be enjoyed.
Oh.
And, you know, some people are still living that. They don't know how to break free.
Yes. Yeah. And talking about it.
Right.
Maybe not enough.
Right. Right.
Maybe not enough.
There may not be words.
And that is where then. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that is where we need to add some movement, some other ways to connect with.
Right. Whatever. To get that energy going.
Yeah, I remember my father, poor thing. He used to take me to art classes. I was really bad, I mean, compared with the other students, but he was so proud of me at the time. And also I wanted to play guitar and I was taking guitar classes. And when my mom and dad, they were getting divorced, I was like maybe 11 years old.
Okay.
I remember my mom coming to my room say, you need to start studying better, like more, and stop wasting your dad money on those classes.
Ouch.
I remember that kind of things.
Right.
Okay, so how we invalidate.
Right.
okay, something so important. Right now, I don't even know if it's school. I don't have children, so I don't know if the school have like the art program
anymore. I think every that area is cost. Changing.
It's every yeah, area a lot of changing, yeah. But it's not as much. Right. That I know.
Right.
That I know. So then what else? What about if talking, speech, writing, spelling mm-hmm. bees right. is not my thing?
Right.
What I do have, just what about if a sports
right.
is not my thing? Mm-hmm. How I can express myself? How can I figure out my own identity, my voice?
And not being afraid, or not being afraid, but not letting the fear of failure stop us.
Yeah.
From even trying. Yeah. Like maybe I won't be good at the guitar, but at least I'll try. You know, not letting the
because
fear
it's
decide.
Not the performance. It's not the performance. Right. It's the fun.
Right.
It's the fun. It's just the way how that feels in being the moment. So right. we need to go back to the same permission that we give to a little kid, the toddlers, mm-hmm. to do whatever.
Yeah, to be free.
To do whatever, that is the permission that we have to give ourselves. Mm-hmm. And to see what happened. We need that.
And to let ourselves be free.
Yeah. With whatever ways that, healthy ways.
Right. Healthy. Adaptive.
Yeah. At least most of the time.
Listen, I may have eaten a few unhealthy cookies in my day.
Exactly, most of the time. Let's balance it.
But you know what? Then I stepped on the scale and I'm like, all right, I'm not in balance. So I'm going to do a little more movement than I am ingesting. And you know, you can, you just readjust and you learn and you grow.
Yes. And starting where you feel comfortable. Right. Where you feel comfortable. So perhaps let's go to your case. That's a case study. If cooking is your thing, just honor that. Then you are cooking, you have the music.
Right.
Okay. Then what about if you then kind of tell the story about your cooking? Right. Make up stories.
Right.
Okay, about that.
Well, it's funny because even those little voices, I was home one day, and I had music on, and I was, you know, you just sing when you're doing it. And there was something that just said, oh, you should stop singing, you're really loud. And it's like, I'm literally home alone.
Yes, I sing to my dog.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, mine just
I sing to my dog. Yeah, and I pretend that I'm in concert.
Yes.
So I'm singing, I cannot tell you what I sing because it's like, just comes to.
Yeah.
But I ended, oh, and I pretend that I'm in a concert. Oh, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here celebrating the life of my Lila. Oh, I know. I'm terrible. You are so tired of listening to me, but I need to do this. And this whole, and I walk through my place doing right. that.
Yeah.
Okay, so what?
Yeah.
What? I don't know my neighbor's name. If you listen to me, okay, whatever. It's so fun.
My dog just looks at me. Good. She's like, really? Oh. Again?
Yeah.
Yes, again.
Really? This is how you make the living?
Listen, you want food? You're going to listen to this and you're going to love it.
Yeah, my niece called several times per week. Said, Titi, what you are doing? Da, da, da. Oh, again, Titi, painting?
Yeah.
Are you painting again? Oh, Titi, what you are doing? Just dancing again? Oh, one of those things that you do? Just playing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm an adult, play. So I can.
Yeah, absolutely. We play. Seems to be a joke, but it's a serious joke.
Yeah.
So this is serious.
And it's changing people's lives.
It's about life. Absolutely. 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 And the connection make us more human.
Right.
Because I'm here in my body.
Right.
I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here. And talking about self-compassion.
Yeah, exactly. And,
as well.
You know, dedicating your life to helping other people, I think, is amazing.
We need to do that.
Yeah.
We need to do that. And then what you share with your clients, it's not a book technique.
Right.
It's what you are.
Right. Right.
It's what you are.
And it's funny because sometimes, you know,
different.
Yeah. When I do Friday Night Feels, I feel like it's an opportunity for me and my guests, like for that moment of vulnerability to go into different parts of ourselves. And sometimes I forget that other people are watching. And so they'll be like, oh, when you talked about this the other day, I'm like, what are you talking about? How did you know? It's like, oh, right.
Well, are we recording this already?
What?
Are we recording this already?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh. So yes, because we are present.
Right.
We are present. We
totally here,
and we lose track of time.
Like, what are we doing? What?
Hour already.
I know.
Yes, that is what we want.
Yeah.
We are here.
Right.
So how we can duplicate this?
Right.
Often. How we can have more of this.
Mm-hmm. You know what I notice? I think the universe works in different ways. When I know I'm not, this happens every time when I'm not present, I'm rushing to leave my house and I drop my keys every time. Yeah. And every time it happens, I know, all right, I need to take a minute. Because it's like a sign. I'm rushing. I'm not here. I'm not here.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, sometimes people live in that place because it's safer, you know, based on trauma experiences, mm-hmm. You know, so it's finding of how you want to go from surviving to living and thriving and expressing yourself, I think, is really important.
Yes. Yeah. And noticing, you get that connection because you've been paying attention.
Right.
And you are able to, because you've been paying attention, you're able to connect the dots, and see the pattern.
Right.
Wait a moment. Wait a second. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Oh, it's because of this.
Yes.
It's because of this.
Right. And you're able doing to that thing
make
again.
Changes. Not because a professional. Yes, right. Here we go again.
Right.
Okay. And then you decide if that thing is really like, oh, I need to change it. I need to modify because really it's keeping me in trouble. Mm-hmm. Or maybe something silly, innocent. That is okay.
Right.
Okay, but then we have to balance. Okay, we have to balance. When I'm like all over the place and feel uneasy, I tend to eat.
Yes.
That is my thing. Carbs. Mm-hmm. That is my way to go. That is my way to go. And withdraw. I tend to be like quiet and more like withdraw.
Right.
And I know that. Okay, so what can I do to prevent that?
Right.
Okay, and talk about it and also be compassionate.
Yes. And to fight that shame.
Okay.
That shame.
Yes.
La vergüenza peligrosa.
Yeah.
The dangerous shame.
Stop pretending that we have everything figured out because we don't.
Right. We're not porcelain dolls.
Not everything.
And we don't have
not
to
everything.
No.
Yes, no, every we may have some areas like in control, but there are others that they are not.
Right.
And that's fine.
Yes, it's normal.
Fine. And find healthy ways and a support system.
Yes.
To talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't have it, because that could happen, hey, what about a diary? Something that you can keep tracking of that.
Mm-hmm.
A container, something that can hold and you be with.
Yeah. And someone told me, you know, with diaries, journals, they have some really cool apps out there that you can have on your phone, but with a passcode. So no one else can read it.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that
tons
cool?
Of things. I do it, absolutely.
Like I'm just thinking of
whatever
like,
you may want is already.
Yeah,
yes.
I know.
Yes.
I missed the boat on that one. Well,
yes, and if you may want to do that in paper, you can do it, write whatever and then paint over.
Yeah. Or if you want to give me a call,
you
I'll sing with you.
Your system is outside.
I'll sing
with
you.
Yeah, I'm going to call you. We can sing together.
So one of the things Irene and I were talking about is I think we've mastered Spanglish. Because if you looked at our messages, I don't even know. It's like she'll write me in English. I respond in Spanish. She writes to me in Spanish. I write in both. And then we talk about our dogs. And then somehow it comes together. I don't know. It's perfect. It's beautiful.
You miss emojis. You miss emojis.
Yes, emojis. We can't forget the Bitmojis. Yes. That's a whole other, I mean, I think we speak like four languages. Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh. Well, yeah. This has been such an enlightening and delightful experience. I'm so thankful that you came to Friday Night Feels and spent this time with me. I know you're busy, so I appreciate you fitting me in.
No, thank you. My pleasure.
I hope you come back.
And this is, I feel that we are friends. I feel that I know you forever. Yes. And we haven't met in person.
No.
So how cool is that?
Isn't I know. When we meet.
Connection and
yeah.
We're so close that we kind of emoji back and forth and everything.
Randomly, like we've known each other.
Yeah, years. Like messengers. Like, what time you messaged me this morning? Even before 7 a.m. was the message. So close that we are. That we even...
There's no shame. I don't care. I feel
that's
safe.
Perfect. I was like, yes, I will be there.
Yeah. I'm like, what?
Beautiful.
You know, it's just so I send you a huge hug from New York. I know you're doing busy with training this weekend, so I hope the training goes beautifully.
Oh, yes, everything.
And,
and thank you. Anytime.
Awesome.
Okay, that you need to, yeah, I'm here. Just
awesome. And we'll definitely message. Have you back. And send thank you to everyone message. That watched and will watch. And if you're interested in any of this, you know, you can connect with Irene on social media. And if you are on my Instagram, you can find her through mine. And you can write me if you want to get a hold of her because she's amazing. So thank you so much, everyone. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Abrazos.
Bye-bye. Good night.